Yeah, I'm back in Matt Flynn's saddle for a day. Awesome, man. Welcome to Wisconsin, number one in alcoholism, racism, and for a while there, the spreading of COVID. Awesome. We're really going in the right direction under the Republican legislation because Tony Evers is not a bad guy. I like him. And here's someone else I like. Martina. In fact, I love you. How are you?
Hey, Michael. It's so good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're filling in for Matt this morning. Great.
Well, yeah. I'm glad that he asked me. He's a, you know, we laugh quite a bit when he and I talk. He's got a really good sense of humor, and he's just more of a professional and much more rational than I am.
Well, I don't know. I could talk to you a lot about how you come across, and it's wonderful. I was loving your reminiscences this morning because, yeah, in terms of you got to be taught racism. Remember South Pacific, the movie, and that Lieutenant Joe Cable, and he said, you got to be carefully taught before it's too late, before you're 6 or 7 or 8.
Yep.
You got to be taught to hate. Because kids don't hate. Kids get mad, kids fight, etc. But generally, they don't hate with the depth that racists hate people of another race. You know, we cannot not see differences. The first thing we see about somebody else is their skin color.
Right.
So we get close enough to have enough light. And then, so that rings all the old chimes. Like, you know, I was raised in a very middle-sized town in Illinois, Kankakee. And, oh, God, I got stories about Kankakee.
Yeah, it was pretty diverse, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. We had what they called the colored district.
No.
It was on North Hobby Avenue, and we'd drive through it on the way from our home to my dad's business. He was a produce dealer on the north side of town, and we'd drive through the color district. But we never bothered us. We never locked our doors or rolled up our windows or anything for any reason, just because this is where the, quote, colored people lived. And I remember my dad and my brothers making guy-type jokes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And things that we used to use the N-word for very freely. This and that and the other thing. But when I say we, I'm talking about the cultural custom. A certain nut was called a blank toe. A certain rock in the river was called a blank head. You know, so stuff like that. But it's basically white, monocultural country stuff, I think. What do you think?
Yes. It's sad. And thank you for participating again, Martina, because you bring up that, you know, Kankakee, you know, the driving down the colored town. I mean, all you got to do is drive anywhere in America and you'll see signs. One direction, the sign is Whitestown. And then the other one is Brownsville. And that we know what that means, right? That's where the white people live. That's Whitestown. And this right here, this is Brownsville. You know, and the ville isn't as good as the town. Yeah, it's just all these, and the cartoons that we watched, you know, that had, you know, racism in them. You didn't even recognize it, but you do now, right? But I am part of that woke crowd. Those clowns that, oh, this woke stuff and this cancel culture. I'm both, man. I'm a woke, and I'm here to cancel your asses because you're wrong. It's not because I'm better than you or you're worse than me. It's just because you're straight up wrong. So that's why you don't see people from the left talking like MTG the other day, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, I hate to use these words, but it might be time to use the Second Amendment against the Democrats. Yeah, time to use your guns against the Democrats. This is the Republican Party, and yet, hey, any Republicans out there that want to talk about, you know, character and responsibility, or look at your own party. If you care about wolves, then you can't vote Republican, right? If you care about kids that are alone or are hungry or are sick, then you can't be a damn Republican. Why? Because talk is cheap, man. You can't go to church and wash stuff off and think that you're going to be okay because you went to church and didn't do anything about what you supposedly believe in. How do you guys get into these congregations where they defend the culture that you're in and your faith and your religion when it's supposed to be open to everybody? That's what America was supposed to be, right? Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Also freedom from you using that against me. But freedom of speech, I mean, not hate speech. There was a time where, yeah, you didn't say anything in public like that because you could get a serious ticket for it. You don't believe me? Ask the guy that I got one for. Yeah, man, you want to go into a public place or a business and spew racism? Well, we'll see how far you get. You'll get a fine for it. At the very least, you'll get a disorderly conduct, right? So like when I go to the Capitol and I decide that I'm going to stand up against these Republicans and I start using speech they don't like and you want to give me a disorderly conduct for telling the truth about a legislator that's, you know, ruining the state? Namely, you know, right now that would be Robin Voss, right? How can you as a Republican support what Robin Voss is doing in Wisconsin? You want to talk about fiscal responsibility? Well, okay, how about all that money he's throwing out there for the Michael Gableman Fest, right? Gableman's a fascist. Here's a guy that, you know, put him in charge of checking on how the election wasn't fair, right, for Trump. Everybody nuzzle up to that taint there of Trump. Get in there tight, right? Because if you're a Republican and you go against Trump, you're not going to win an election. Who cares? Become a Democrat then. I mean, then by the time you join our party, we can work you to the left a little bit, right? Like the rest of the centrist Democrats that are out there. To me, Joe Manchin is as bad as Robin Voss. I mean, it's just an obstacle of freedom, democracy, fairness. Just a total obstacle to that. But Robin Voss, fiscally responsible, right? Here, just take this $686,000. I don't even care, you know, how you spend it. We're not going to keep track of it. Even when the judge says, well, I need to see, you know, what you guys found in your investigation and where the money went and this and that. We know where it went. Went to a bunch of cronies. They didn't go out and do any investigating. They just turn on Fox News and then suck that up and then spew it back. That's all Republicans do. They don't have any thoughts. They don't have any solutions. They just have anger and spite and blame for somebody else. I listened to hate radio yesterday. That's what it is. It's hate radio. I listened to Vicky McKenna. And I don't know who the special guest she had on there, but I was just, man. I mean, I was like seething because it's all lies. It's, oh, white people are being discriminated against, right? Oh, in Wisconsin, the governor's going to give money to black farmers, but, oh, white farmers are out. What are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? We're talking about trying to level the playing field. That's what the governor's doing by doing that. What, white people aren't getting any help. Oh, wah. Robin Voss got help. He took 298,000 PPP. Guess what? If you're a Republican, you're paying that back for him. So every one of us is. He had a senator, Joan Baldwin. She took $560,000 for her business. And I argued with that sergeant of arms. Well, how much did you get? Dude, I'm on disability for cancer. I got, what, $1,800 for the 2 years? You can kiss my you-know-what. Him and the cop both, you know, hey, you know, you can't be used to that. Can you listen? You guys are defending this clown? Well, he's not a staffer or anything. No, but I can tell he's a conservative white pride kind of dude, man. Really? You're going to throw that at me? What did I get during the pandemic? Oh, wow. Well, I got cancer back. And I was telling Luke this morning that, and I tell people all the time, you know, for me, cancer was like the best thing that happened to me. Isn't that? It's just insane, right? But it just slowed my life down, man. Spent 14 months with my grandchildren, whom I love so much. And, oh, I just... Man, there's, just something about grandkids that just turned my life around, right? Gave me something to live for. They love me. You know, my son and his wife, we've really developed a close relationship, right? Living together for 14 months, you better. But I missed all those years with him. And it was like a fill in that void that just was there for so long that ruined my life because I didn't handle it right. I wished I had, but, you know, I don't, like, you know, curse myself with it. I hope someday that I can have a relationship with my other son. I'll work on it. I mean, there's time, right? At least I can get the message to him that I'm proud of him and that I've always loved him and wished that I could have been, you know, a good dad. But, hey, you had a stepdad and you live several states away. And let's face it, your mom's not going to make it easy for me. It was kind of a bitter thing. Hey, we got a caller. I'm going to go to Terry in the North Woods.
Yeah,
the North Woods.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Hey, thanks.
But maybe I've told this story to you before, but
tell it again.
Say it again.
Tell it again.
I'm so embarrassed about my state, just like you were talking earlier about it, alcoholism and the way the Republicans have ruined it. Ruined the UW system. But anyway, I'm going to back up to 2010. See, I worked in Minnesota, so I was always back here, kept my residency in Wisconsin, so I voted. But anyway, 2010, okay, Walker was running against, I just went blank, I forget who was the Democratic.
I think it was Tom out there in Milwaukee, yeah, the mayor, Tom Barrett.
Tom Barrett, okay.
Remember in the parking lot at the State Fair Park, there was a guy, you know, assaulting his wife or girlfriend, and he stepped in, and the guy, you know, just beat him with a steel pipe, broke several bones and teeth and everything else, and they voted for Walker over that guy.
Oh, wow. Well, but anyway, continue on with my story here. Like, Ed Garvey used to call into a Hayward radio station once a week, okay? And he'd call in on Wednesdays. And, of course, that was the day after the election, after Walker won, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, Ed went down the list of things that Walker was going to do to the state, the different, whatever it was, the different policy changes. And I never was so depressed in my life after hearing that.
And he was
he was absolutely right.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But Mike, me, I had watched election returns since 1966. Now, I'm a little bit ahead of you because I'm born in 55.
Right.
Okay. So, but politics had never drug me down like it drug me down in 2010 after I heard what Ed said he was going to do to the state. Never was I drugged down so low.
Thanks.
Man,
thanks, Terry.
But anyway,
I'll cheer you up. And Ed Garvey was my governor, by the way. Never Scott Walker, always Ed Garvey.